Someone's phone is ringing, an incongruously joyful and upbeat song. They're slow to answer. It jiggles on and on around me. I can feel my fellow commuters shift in their seats, rustle their newspapers, tap at their computers. The train lurches and sways around the bend, slowing as it approaches a red signal. I try not to look up. I try to read the free newspaper I was handed on my way into the station, but the words blur in front of my eyes. Nothing holds my interest. In my head, I can still see that little pile of clothes lying at the edge of the track.
I stood my gnome back up on the table and saw that my palms had gone red. God! Have you seen this? The paint's coming off. The paint's dissolving, Dickie. What the hell did you use? Dogman looked upset.
The root of a kit.
Slap some varnish on, they come up a treat, said Paul. And don't wipe it off on the sofa, Catherine, I saw that. Go and get a dishcloth. Paul was arranging the gnomes in a tableau when I came back from scrubbing my hands under the kitchen tap. Don't they look smart? That one favours Patrick Moore. Dickie, I said, what did you make them out of? Because they're very light.
Plaster of Paris.
So what'll happen when it rains?
I did wonder about that.
Fantastic. What next? Bird baths carved out of soap? Chocolate sundials?
No, please don't be dead. You can't be dead, she muttered. She slipped her hands into the front of his waistcoat and wormed her fingers into his shirt to find a place where she could feel his heart. She was shaking so much that it was almost impossible to tell if it was beating. She put her cheek onto his chest and closed her eyes. Concentrating with all her might, she listened. Please don't be dead. Please, please. I can't feel his heart. I can't feel his breath, she thought frantically. Please be alive. She felt something shift inside her. It felt like that stomach-turning sensation after entering an air pressure pocket in mid-flight. Without really knowing why, she placed her lips over his and closed her eyes. Slowly, she exhaled, pushing her breath into him. She willed him to breathe, willed his heart to beat. A vacuum formed around her, encapsulating only her and Marsh. She felt a surge of power move through her, clear and blue as sea ice. It dragged and flowed, holding them together like two bits of debris caught in a current.